This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
Tonight, I want to talk about gratitude. And the reason I want to talk about gratitude is because I was kind of looking at all the Dharma talks I've been giving lately on Wednesdays and Sundays, and this tends to happen because the Buddhist teaching was on suffering. A lot of my teachings were about suffering and sitting with the difficulty and turning and facing. You know, the Buddha taught two things, the nature of suffering and the end of suffering. So it's, a lot of it is about what's our suffering like? What's it feel like? And how do I sit with it? How do I sit with it without running away from it? I've been talking a lot about living with an undefended heart, and how do I meet what's coming to me, with me, around me, with an undefended heart without hiding and running and going away. And a few weeks ago, I was teaching on a Sunday morning, and somebody asked a question about, he was talking about a habit he had that he just hadn't been able to let go of, and it was causing suffering for him and for others. He was, you know, unwise with his speech, and he talked about how every time something happened, he would just go off, and he just couldn't stop himself from going off. And he said, you know, I've been practicing for a long time, and this still happens. He goes, not all the time, but it still happens. And what I heard him say was, not all the time. It used to be seemingly all the time. And so I thought, and it is wise to investigate that moment when we're not in that place of feeling suffering or creating suffering. You know, last year I gave a talk on how to know when you're not suffering. Because I think some of us get caught up, and I'm one of them, we get caught up in this, well, what am I doing? You know, got to know what I'm doing, you know, that I can do better. You know, that judging mind that we have, that comparing mind. So it's important to see when we're not suffering, I think. Might be pleasant. It's important to know that we do have moments when it's actually okay. When it's actually joyful. Sometimes we discount them. You know, do you ever think that you've only thought the same thought for the last 5 hours? You ever have that where you can't get that one thought out of your mind? And you said, I haven't thought, or that song. You know, it's this. But if you really pay attention, you'll see that you have, moment by moment, that thought may come back, but somewhere in the middle of that, a thought shows up and says, I'm hungry. It's a different thought. Or, wow, look at the sunrise. It's a different thought. But we're so used to glossing over them. And I think it's really important to stop and notice when there is joy, when there is a sense of what I like to call well-being. That no attachment to any future or past or thought, but just this sense of ease in the present moment. Two experiences I have come to mind around this. One of them was 23 years ago. This was such a profound experience for me that I tell this story somewhat frequently. So if you've heard it, please bear with me. My brother passed away 23 years ago, and I was back in New Jersey. And we had the funeral in the morning, and of course it was very sad, and there was a lot of crying and grief. And then that evening, we were sitting in his backyard with his wife and his kids and family and friends, and we were laughing our asses off. We were just laughing and telling stories and having a great time. And what I noticed was, oh, it was kind of this insight, this, oh, I'm laughing. My brother just died, and I'm laughing. Now, it could have gone one of two ways. One of them was, you're a bad sister. You don't care about your brother. How can you laugh in the middle of all this grief? you should be grieving, and then go out and trolling for that grief emotion and pull it back, which is not accepting the way things are in the present moment. Or notice, wow, right now there's actually some lightness, some joy in the remembering of this guy and the funny things he did and how much we loved him. And it's really vital and important to acknowledge the present moment. That's actually all we have. So if I look at joy and say, no, I can't have joy, or I can't have happiness because I'm supposed to be glum, we're losing the present time. We're losing our experience. Usually, we're used to thinking about, I hate this right now, I want the good stuff over there. But if the opposite is true, is, oh, it's pleasant right now, but no, I shouldn't be feeling this. I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough yet. It's too self-indulgent. Anybody get that stuff? Anybody? Yeah. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, is recognizing those moments when we have them and just hanging out with them. The teachings of the Buddha on loving kindness and compassion, the heart practices, these are practices that we need to cultivate. And just as we need to cultivate the heart practices, I think cultivating that present time awareness and gratitude is just as important. And the reason why I landed on gratitude when I was thinking about this topic was because when I have those moments, when I can see those moments, I can connect with that experience of gratitude. And I think it's really worth cultivating. I think it's a good quality to have in our toolbox. I think somewhat recently, I think there's a person in this room who will remain anonymous, unless you know who she is, who does a gratitude list every day and puts it on Facebook. I think that was happening a while ago, and she still does it, and it's really inspiring. And I had someone a few years ago suggest that you write 10 things every day that you like about yourself, which you can also be grateful for, and do it every day for a month and not repeat yourself. Which means 300 things you like about yourself. How many of you can do that? I heard that suggestion 15 years ago. And after class on Saturday, I talked about it, and this guy was walking out of class, and he goes, you know, it's June 1st. I think I'm going to do that. And I went, oh, I will too. It took me 15 years from having first heard it to being willing to undertake it. Because I thought, I can't do that. That's insane. That's crazy. But I'm willing to begin to start cultivating that. I have to tell you a funny story about that, though. I told a friend of mine who lives out of town, and he and I email every day, and I said, I'm doing this thing. And he goes, would you share it with me? So I shared my first 30. I had the first 3 days, and I was like, I was going to scan it and email it. And I looked at it, and you're not supposed to repeat. And the first batch of 10, I was like, I like that I have a good memory. And in the third batch of 10, I wrote, I like that I have a good memory. So I don't even have a good memory. But I'm glad I do. I think I do. So, you know, it's like, and being able to share that with another person is actually living with an undefended heart, because when he said, will you share that, I went, oh, that's pretty vulnerable. It's like, you're going to think I'm, you know, egotistic or something. But it's like, it's actually a kindness towards ourselves. It's actually taking a moment to cultivate. You have to think of those things. You have to stop and actually think about that stuff. We all have those things we can be grateful for. And it's really important. It there's a line that I love, and I don't know where it's from, but it says, gratitude grounds us in the present moment. It grounds us in the present moment. And that's such a, this is what this practice is. It's connecting with the present moment, and it's learning to be aware of what's happening right now, whether my foot's asleep or I'm falling asleep or there's a loud noise outside or I just don't want to be here, and to be accepting of that, to allow it to be what it is, and to ground in the present moment when I'm grateful for this experience. And that sounds really weird, especially if it's like an annoying experience, but to just notice it, because we're present. We're not yesterday, we're not tomorrow, we're not 5 minutes from now. We don't want it to be what it isn't. That makes sense? Yeah, we don't want it to be something different from what it is. So it's important to connect with the present moment. And that's what gratitude does for us. So the first story was my brother. The second story was, again, about 12 years ago, and I was running, I tell this story a lot too because it was another profound experience for me. I was running around getting ready to go overseas for a couple of months, and so I had a million things to do, and I was running and going and lists and here and there and everywhere. And I went out in the backyard to go out to the garage, and my cats were out in the backyard playing in the grass. And I sat down, and I took a moment, and I sat and I just watched them. And all of a sudden, all those lists and plans and things to do were gone. And I was in the present moment with no connection to a thought. It was, and I was just watching the cats, non-verbally watching them, meaning I wasn't making up stories, and I was just experiencing this sense of well-being. That's what I kind of call it, this sense of well-being, of being in the present moment, of being here now. And it's like, wow. All that other shit was still happening. I still had a bunch of lists. I still had things to do, but that was all somewhere else. That was all going and running. But stopping and breathing and being in the present moment and going, in spite of all this, wow, that's really important to be able to connect with that. And this practice is what enables me to connect with this. This practice of sitting in the awareness of the noise in the street, or the unpleasant experience in my foot or my back, or this drowsiness or the restlessness or the sadness, the present, being with it, almost in a non-verbal level. That's what the awareness is. That non-verbal, just here now. There's a teaching of the Buddha talks about in the fourth foundation of mindfulness. He talks about the aggregates, and it's kind of a not taught a lot, and it's about it's actually about our existence. It's just we have form and perception and feeling. We have feeling tone, like things are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, and one of them is consciousness, and that consciousness, that nonverbal awareness. It's just that consciousness. And before we start making up stories about what we're seeing or what we're hearing or what we're thinking, it's just that present time awareness. And I think that's really important. And it's important to be, well, I want to tie it into gratitude, but it's not quite flowing for me, but I can be really grateful for those moments. And, just be aware of those moments when there is that nonverbal experience. When there's that moment of right here, right now. Have you experienced that type of stuff? Yeah, it's. And I remember a while ago, maybe last year, I was walking through my house and I all of a sudden realized that I was having that experience. It was like having it and then you recognize you're having it. The watcher watching, or however you want to describe it. And I said, wow, this is really pleasant and I'm just going to hang out with this. So often we have that, oh, this is nice, check, what's next? Ooh, had one of them experiences. Now what do I have to do? And instead, we try and cultivate it and go, oh, all right, let me just be here. I'm aware of my breath. I'm aware maybe I do have, you know, some throbbing in my brand new tattoo or something. Maybe yes, maybe no. But let me just be here. And it's the Buddha's, Tanjeff's a monk in San Diego, and he talks about the Buddha, in Pali, when they say mindfulness, one of the original meanings of the word sati is keeping in mind. So it's sometimes an easier way to think about mindfulness if you think of it as keeping it in mind. So keeping your present time experience in mind, the breath. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm breathing and I'm aware of the air and I'm aware, but I'm keeping this connection to right here, right now in mind. And when I'm connected to the present time, I can notice those moments of pleasantness, those moments of non-suffering. It's when we're not tomorrow and not yesterday. And when we're in the present moment and we're not attached to anything, we're not suffering. It may be unpleasant, there may be grief, there may be any of these things happening, but we're not adding that extra layer of, I can't stand this. Get me the hell out of here. It's like, okay, right now it's like this. So when I was experiencing that with my brother after his death, there was still that grief. That was still there, but right now we're laughing. And I'm not going to push that away because it shouldn't be there. It's about accepting it and letting go of what we think it should be and allowing it to just unfold the way it is. Does this make sense? Any questions or comments? So, I talked about gratitude the other day. And I then saw a quote on Facebook about gratitude. There's a woman named Brené Brown, who you may know. She's done a lot of work on vulnerability and living wholeheartedly. And I guess she did a workshop on Saturday that was a webcast. And the woman who co-taught it with her talked about an aha moment she got at that webcast, at that seminar, and it was about how when we experience, a lot of times when we experience joy, like when we experience these moments of, wow, this is really pleasant right now, this is really good, what happens is this protective mechanism kicks in, and it's that waiting for the other shoe to drop kind of syndrome. Anybody ever have that one? It's like, oh no, this can't last. It's like this protection of what's going to happen. Oh my goodness, I can't really allow myself to drop into this. I can't really open myself up to this joy of the present moment because it's going to go away. I remember when my husband and I were originally talking about getting married, I said, I don't want to marry him because he's going to die one day and I don't want to have to deal with it. That thought crossed my mind. It's that fear of the unpleasant that might come forward, come after. And what happens is, and this is a lot of brain stuff, that I've been reading a lot of brain stuff lately, I've really gotten into how the brain functions. And what this woman was talking about, she says, when we go into that projection of tragedy or projection of the other shoe dropping, our brain can't tell the difference between real tragedy and making shit up in our heads. And it starts, you know, doing all this stuff, producing all this stuff on its own. And so it's like we're experiencing tragedies over and over and over again, even though it's all made up in our mind. And so I wrote down, gratitude is a grounding in the present moment. Our head does a dress rehearsal for awful things, but none of that mitigates anything, and we miss the joy of the moment. So all this practicing we do for the tragedies that we think are going to happen when we're getting ready for that shoe to drop, none of that mitigates the experience when the shoe does drop, because everything passes. When things shift and change and move, we can never protect ourselves. Has anybody ever successfully armored themselves against anything that's going to happen? I mean, without totally checking out and being oblivious to life. Without sticking a needle in your arm or buying everything you see. That never seems to work. So what it does is we never, ever protect ourselves against that, and we also miss out on the joy of the present moment. We also miss out on the joy of the present moment. So, finally, throw some Buddha stuff in here, the first couplet of the Dhammapada, which is the collection of the Buddhist teachings, is mind follows mind. So if we continually think that way, that's kind of how our life goes. You know, the mind follows the mind like the wheel follows a cart, or the wheel of a cart follows an ox. It just goes right after it. So if we think unwholesome thoughts, there goes everything else after it. So if we begin to cultivate these wholesome thoughts, we're going to go in that direction too. It doesn't mean magic shit happens and everything's good in our life. It means that we'll be able to be with what does happen in our life. I think that's a very important distinction that we need to make. It's not magic pixie dust. It's like shit happens, my brother dies, and I can laugh because he did some stupid ass shit in his life and we laughed about it. You know, that's what that means. That's what that means. And so gratitude is a cultivation of that flavor of joy, that flavor of pleasantness, that checking in with what's okay. You know? In the Buddhist teachings, he taught mostly gratitude for others, to others, for what they have done for us. But he also talks about appreciation, which is kind of what I'm talking about, this appreciation of what's happening and what's going on. And I think sometimes because we're so habituated to thinking not enough, not good enough, more, better, good thoughts are self-indulgent, kindness to self is self-indulgent, which it's not, it's necessary. We should know that it's absolutely perfect to cherish ourselves. Why wouldn't we cherish ourselves? I used to have a couple dozen reasons why I wasn't ready or cherishable yet. But we all are cherishable. We all crave connection. We all are averse to pain. All of us. And if I am, then you are. And if you are, then I am. That's the great equalizer right there. We're all in this messiness together. So I think it's important to begin to cultivate that. And a really important or a good tool is to cultivate it by being grateful, by making that effort to think of things to be grateful for. That's about all the time we have, but I want to really thank you for doing that. I know whenever we suggest a dyad, people go, rah, 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 but it's always... It always turns out, I think, well. And if it sucked, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you did it anyway. So and if you want to, I like that, do five things a day. You know, try that. Try it. It might be nice, you know. And you can even laugh at yourself if you think you have a good memory but can't remember that you have a good memory. Thank you again for your practice, and may any goodness that has come for our practice be carried with us in our hearts. May we remember to be kind to ourselves in this present moment. And may any goodness or gratitude we have be carried out to all corners of the world, touching all beings everywhere. May all beings be free.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.